Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn McQuillan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Bradley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chuck Stevens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Irv Hall. Batting eighth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Christopher. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Russ Christopher. And now, play ball. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Vallow moves to third. Walesa moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Vallow scores. Walesa moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Lamakia now pitching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar takes first base on ball four. Walesa scores. Chapman moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. McQuinn moves to third. Rosar moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. McQuillan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McQuinn scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Mancuso for a passed ball. Rosar moves to third. Hall moves to second. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan takes first base on ball four. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. George Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 0 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peck for the out. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Walesa hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al LaMacchia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMacchia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. McQuinn scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing left field. Wally Judnick now playing center field. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-1 in the game. Peck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace who is chasing the ball. Peck reaches third base with a triple. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Athletics. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walesa strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Peck scores. Two outs. It's 8-0, Athletics. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Mark Christman. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Ken Sears now catching. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sears moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Sears scores. Schultz moves to third. It's 8-1, Athletics. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schultz scores. Berardino scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Locatello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Locatello moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Lum Harris now pitching. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Locatello scores. Judnick moves to third. It's 8-5, Athletics. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sears takes first base on ball 4. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Sundra now pitching. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Peck. The throw from Sears and he is safe. Peck steals second. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walesa hits a line drive into right field. Grace picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grace. Peck scores. Walesa moves to second. It's 9-5, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive towards third. Locatello reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Graces at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graces 0 for 3 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Rosar reaches second base with a double. McQuinn moves to third. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn scores. Rosar scores. It's 11-5, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris bunts towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino misplays the ball. That's an error on Berardino. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-5, Athletics. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zarrilla hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Zarrilla reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Locatello hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. Zarrilla scores. One out. It's 12-6. Athletics. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Stevens reaches third base with a triple. Judnick goes all the way around to score. It's 12-7, Athletics. Ken Sears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sears is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. It's 12-8, Athletics. Lou Finney pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Herman Bess now pitching. Bob Dillinger pinch hits for Lou Finney. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Walesa fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a fly ball towards left. Zarrilla settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Zarrilla. Walesa moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosar is walked intentionally. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got four RBIs. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 4 in the game. Grace strikes out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 4 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and St. Louis Browns, 8. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.